Hello and welcome to Film Fights!
Woo!
Yay!
See, people are very excited. Alright guys, so this is my first episode of Film Fights, the radio show where we debate film. And we're going to debate throughout this term every single film we can think about. Today we're debating what films are the best that are going to be out in 2017, what January film has the dumbest premise, and in 2017, would you rather go to the movies or would you rather watch Netflix? Bunch of surprise questions later on as well, but first of all, let's introduce our fighters for today. So, first off, we have a complete nerd, Jenny.
Thanks. I think that's a compliment.
Yeah,
that
is a compliment.
I should tell you
the film radio show. Everything's a compliment. Don't even worry about it. Second up, he's been on the show before. He's actually debated films in the show before. Star Wars from my sci-fi show last term. It's Christopher.
Hello. How you doing? I love Star Wars.
I know, I'm sorry not doing Star Wars today.
Yeah, but
maybe one week.
Well, I mean, it might creep into the conversation at some stage, but who knows? Who knows?
Well, good luck with that, because you are arguing films that are probably on Star Wars. Oh, wait, you are. Ooh, wait. Spoiler alert.
Don't then, tell the kids now.
And then finally, we have, again, another person who's been on my show before last term when it was a sci-fi show. This time it's Film Fight. She's debating film. Amy Smith.
Hey, nice to be here again, Tim.
Cheers. You know, I'd like to get people on who I like. I'm a nice guy. What can I say? Anyway, so on this show, we debate film. And we're going to do today what I said, previewing 2017, some great questions. I'm going to quickly lay out how this is going to work, because obviously you don't know, and my contestants probably don't know either.
Nope.
So thank you for clarifying that. Anyway, so we have three main questions, which my contestants have allowed to prepare for. They've all got their answers already handed in, and they've got some notes on it as well, hopefully. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're ready to fight. So we're going to debate three questions. If they win the question, they get a point. They're going to get points based on not what they answer, but how they argue it. So the arguments, the passion, creativity, and the facts that they give to me. Top two contestants at the end will go through to the speed round. Five questions, which they had not been able to prepare for. And I'm just looking at them now. They're pretty cruel, some of them. This is going to be a lot of fun when we get to those. And then,
thanks, Tim.
That's okay, Jenny. I make it nice and fun. Person at the end who has the most points will go through to next week to fight out what will be a round about superheroes. So, excitement much, people. Excitement much. Now, normally radio, we have radio jingles, but however, we haven't recorded one this week, so I'm going to make my contestants sing a little radio jingle with me. Just get us in the mood. Get us ready for the first fight. Guys, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Three. 2, 1.
We like to fight with Timmy, cause Timmy is our mate. And when we fight with Timmy, it's a clean and fair debate.
7.
Fight.
6.
Fight.
5.
Fight.
4.
Fight.
3.
Fight.
2.
Fight.
1.
Fight. Woo! Round 1.
Woo! I'd like to just clarify, he didn't tell us he was going to scream fight after every single number.
It's written on a piece of paper. Come on, guys.
He put fine brackets.
Guys, we've got a limited amount of time. Let's move on. Round 1. Which film should we be most excited for in 2017? Now, you all got your answers prepared. There are a lot of films out there. 2016 was a pretty bad year for films. I think we can all agree that. However, a lot of good films. Don't you look horrified at me, Jenny.
Well,
I went to a lot of films last year and they all sucked.
Oh.
This year,
Deadpool.
However, a lot of excitement films out. So we're going to find out what films should we be most excited for in 2017. That's what we're debating. Jenny, what is your answer?
My answer is Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Okay, we'll just go around the table, I guess. Christopher?
My answer is Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Okay, nice choice. And Amy?
And my one is A Silent Voice.
Okay, and we've all got a little bit quieter all of a sudden. This is nice. Okay, but passion and creativity, guys, find it out. Why is your film the one that we should be most excited for in 2017?
Okay, so Marvel is on a really, really good run at the moment with superhero films. Doctor Strange was amazing last year. Deadpool was amazing last year. They're just on a really high streak. And I think Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one, is personally one of my favourite Marvel films that's come out so far. And they've kept with the same, like, cast, they kept with the same director. From the trailer, it looks like it's going to be the same sort of thing. So I'm really excited to just see more in that world. And then to get more information on the whole, like, Infinity Stone sort of thing, just before the Infinity Wars film, is going to be really useful and really great. I'm super excited about that. And I just want to see the return of Groot, because he's personally one of my favourite characters in the history of everything. Not that all the characters aren't great, they are all amazing in their own way, which makes it such a great film. But yeah, I think I'm just super excited about that. Yeah?
Yeah, keep fighting, guys. I mean, Chris,
go ahead. I'll go next. Okay.
Turn over to one.
In 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy, which is a very good film, I really enjoyed it, it grossed 773 $1 million, right? Now, in 2015, another film came along, and that film was Star Wars The Force Awakens. It grossed $2.1 billion, the third highest grossing film ever made. It was one of the most anticipated films of the last decade, let alone of 2015. And for that same reason, and I truly believe that The Last Jedi will outgross The Force Awakens, I think The Last Jedi is clearly going to be the best film of 2017. It's so exciting. We're going to see Luke Skywalker back from exile. We're going to see him training Rey, and we're going to see Kylo Ren redeem himself from the dark side and, you know, the Knights of Ren. We're going to find out a bit more about Snoke. Who is he? Well, what is his background? And we'll see the repercussions of Han Solo's death and spoilers. And also Princess Leia, which is sadly now Carrie Fisher's final appearance in the Star Wars franchise. I just think that the Last Jedi is going to be truly epic. Something with extraordinary. And also, unlike Marvel, which has been... I mean, I love Marvel, but it's been pumping out films, at least four films a year for the last... for the last, I'd say, 12 years at least... And now Disney is going to start monopolizing on Star Wars, and we've only had two Star Wars films in the last 2 years. And saving something, you can have too much of a good thing. I'll admit that. I liked Deadpool last year, but admittedly, if you cut through a lot of the cack in Marvel, there's only a few genuinely good films in the last few years, like Deadpool, for example, Guardians of the Galaxy. I wasn't so taken with Doctor Strange, I have to confess.
Okay, Jenny, I can see you wanted to fight back. Let's move on to Amy quickly.
Yeah. Anyway,
you introduce your film.
Yeah.
Okay, well, both of you guys are talking about films or franchises that have been regularly they've had films coming out in the past few years. My film, A Silent Voice, which is an animated movie by which is produced by the studio Kyoto Animation. It's sort of another movie in sort of the starting trend of having international releases of anime movies, which started with some of the more recent releases, 2014 releases of Ghibli animations, such as When Marnie Was There, and has been continuing with movies such as Your Name. I think it's just going to be a really good movie. Kyoto Animation is very well known for its animations such as Haruhi Suzumiya, Sound Euphonium, Clan Ad, Nichigo. There's quite a lot of... It's quite well known for that sort of thing. Also, its director, Naoko Yamada, I'm really sorry if I pronounced that wrong, who is the director of K-On! And Tamako Market, is very well experienced with this sort of field. And I just think the animation is gorgeous. And it deals with, unlike your two stories, which have awesome fight scenes, awesome characters, and just generally awesome universes and aliens and, just awesome things because of Star Wars.
Okay, guys, find it out.
Can I just rebut that before I come back to you? But I used to live in Tokyo, and I lived there for 2 years, and I've been to Studio Ghibli many times, and I love anime. I think they're wonderful films. But I think there's no hiding from the fact that no anime film that's ever going to be produced will ever be able to top Spirited Away, which is arguably...
Ah,
no!
Spirited Away is way too hype.
No, it isn't. It isn't. It lives up. So it totally deserves a reputation.
Princess Mononoke is a better film in terms of the art medium.
I'd say in terms of, if you asked someone who'd never been to Japan what their favourite Japanese film was, they would always say, Mononoke would be up there, so would My Neighbor Totoro, and also Howl's Moving Castle. But it has to be, definitively, Spirited Away has to be the best film. And for that reason, let's just not get too off-piece here, but for that reason, I'd say that your film will not be able to be the all-conquering force that you claim it will be, because it won't be able to... If it can't live up to the hype of a previous classic from 2004, how is it going to be able to become the best film of 2017?
I don't think it needs to live up to the hype of those sort of movies. I don't think it needs to do that. I think it's part of a trend. It's helping the anime industry grow into the Western market, which has always had problems doing for the past 20 years. And now suddenly within the past about 5-ish years or so, that it's growing to an extent where you can actually get cinema releases of these movies. For instance, I was one of the first people to go and see When Marnie Was There when it came out in cinemas, because that to me was brilliant, because for years I'd been watching anime and it'd been in my room or on DVDs or at conventions. I never had the chance to go and see it at cinemas. And I think that's just a brilliant thing, not necessarily for now, but for the future, when you're going to have a new generation of people watching films, watching international releases. It sets a trend.